Here's the thought I'll title, What You Might Do Someday. It occurs to me that marketing camera gear is all about convincing you, convincing me, convincing us, that our current gear is somehow inadequate. There's a huge FOMO component in this, fear of missing out. And all the advertising, the marketing, the brochures, the YouTube videos, what they're trying to show us is what we can't do because our current gear is incapable. That's why we need to buy the new gear, spend all those dollars, etc., etc. But it also occurs to me that art making itself is the revelation of the possible. That is to say, all art is made with the tools we have at hand. No one makes art with tools they don't have at hand. And that's a valid statement for all of history. Renaissance painters used the tools at hand. Alfred Stieglitz used the tools at hand. No one makes images with tools they don't have. But of course, no one is going to run an expensive marketing campaign to show you all the things your current camera is fully capable of accomplishing. Instead, we're bombarded by all the things our cameras can't do that the new cameras can. And it seems to me that we have to remind ourselves of the incredible capabilities we hold in our hands. I've often put it this way. Your camera, whatever you have, whether it's a brand new latest generation digital camera, an early digital camera, or a film camera that was made in the last half of the 20th century, the equipment you have and are using is so much more capable than was available to Edward Weston, or to Ansel Adams, or to Alfred Stieglitz, or to all the previous generations of photographers who came before us. Their equipment was so incredibly primitive compared to what you and I have today. So the question is not, do you need new gear? The question is not, what features are you missing in your camera? The real question for creative and productive photographers and artists is, what can you do with what you have? And by the way, that's not just a question about gear. It's also a question about time. We can all fantasize about what it would be like to have unlimited amount of time, or budget for travel, or some other characteristic of our art life that we don't have. And all of us can identify that we share some things that are simply not within our grasp. But that doesn't mean that we can't produce art. Sometimes the primitive equipment we own, I say that in air quotes, needs to have a workaround. We have to figure out some way to get around its limitations. Sometimes we have to just realize that there aren't limitations to the gear that we have, at least not for the artwork we want to make or could want to make. And unless we are eternally fantasizing about something we'd like to do but our equipment can't, we'll quickly realize that the real challenge is just to get on with it and to let go of what you might do someday when you have the right time and the right equipment, but instead focus your energies and your attention on what you can do with what you already have, and I think you'll find the possibilities are literally endless.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.